Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maron Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, Handler Yenishmas, Bat Yester, Bat Zev Dov, Nerfuas, Dina Bracha, Bat Esther Hadassa, Sosha Choli Israel, and Mesiata Deshmaya. We're continuing our series of Shiurim. In the Sefer Orot HaKodesh al Maran Arav, אנחנו במוסר הקודש בחלק ג' בפסקה עין זין, העצמיות בקודש. And this keta also appears in originally, in its original form, in the Sefer Shemona Kvotzim, in Kovitz Hei, Os Lamed Tes. Omer Arav, רק לתוכן הקודש, האישי והעולמי, יש אופי עצמי, וישות החיים ומקוריות פנימיות עצמית. אבל תוכן החול, וכל בחומר הרע, התמי, אין לא אופי עצמי, ולא תאווה עצמית, ולא מהות רצון עצמי, כי אם דחיפה חיצונית המנענעת את הפעולות הגשמיות והרוחניות. ומקור החשק, התאווה האופיית, האופיות, העצמיות הוא בקודש, ומושפעים ממנו כל הדבקים בו. ואתם, הדבקים בשם אלוקיכם, חיים כולכם היום. זו הפסקה. הרב פה בפסקה מסביר that true עצמיות, your essential self, is only to be expressed in the world of Kodesh. Anything a person does in the world of Chol, and certainly in the world of Isser, of Taiva, of Cheshek, is not his essential self. External. Rak l'tochen haKodesh, only for the holy content, haYishi, the personal, olami, and the universal, yesh ofi atzmi, there is a independent nature, v'yeshut haChayim, and a existence of life, mimekoriut, from a source of pnimiut atzmit, of self, and one's internal self. So only in Yanei Kedusha have Atzmius. Whatever we're doing in life, only the holy part has real life. Everything else is chitzoniistic, is external. Kodesh can appear in man, Kodesh can appear in the world. And therefore the Rav emphasizes, Rak l'tochen haKodesh ha'ishi v'ha'olami, both on a personal level and a universal level. What really pushes man is the spiritual part. And you see this, that people, they make enough money, they just get bored with it, and they look for something spiritual. Sometimes they misplace their desire. In other words, they think that they're missing out on people's love and people's haratza, their admiration, their attention. So they go for that, which is more of a spiritual feeling of kavod, but that's not the real deal. It gets empty after a while. So you have to go for the real thing, which is really being connected to the source of everything and to meaning, to purpose. People look to do good, which is also an expression of their godly soul, of Kedusha, obviously. Shem's whole Mahutz Kiviyachal is Tov, Derech HaTov LeHetiv. So in Kedusha, not only is the Hitnagut, in other words, the Ofi Chitzoni, the external nature, independent, but even the Etzem Achayim. In other words, this root is rooted in something much deeper, what you're doing. Your behavior and your essential life. Dugma, person's Mekayim a Mitzvah, or a community is trying to advance some sort of spiritual goal. So the spiritual purpose that causes the person or the community to do this, this reason is independent. It's not something external. That's needed for things that are outside of the person or things that aren't connected to the essence of the world. No. This is connected to the essence of the person and the essence of the world. Both his motivation and his behavior afterwards. are connected to the essence of the world and the essence of who the person is. That's why you want to feel good, you want to be happy, is halu b'shem kacho, yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. Ayin bapiska b'shek ayalanu alza shi'ul p'siyat d'shmaya b'sidur olat riya. But the true joy is to be a mevakesh Hashem. And that's mashu atzmi. Your connection to Hashem is atzmi. The Rav writes in Aras HaTshuva, in the 15th parak, in the 10th piska, כששוכחים את המהות הנשמה העצמית, כשמסיחים דעת מלהסתכל בתוכיות החיים הפנימיים של עצמו, הכל נעשה מעורבב ומסופק. והתשובה הראשית שהיא מהירת המחשקים מיד היא שישוב אדם על עצמו. It's a big issue of the Rav, that when you forget the essence of your neshama, you're not looking in your own pnimius, so everything becomes doubtful, mixed up. So the beginning of tshuva is to go back to yourself, to go back to your soul. That's the chiddush in tshuva, right, where we're taught tshuva is you were a bad boy or a bad girl. So be a good boy in a good world and you did tshuva. It's outside of you. It depends on what you're doing. The Rav here says, no. The sin was you went away from yourself. That wasn't me. In psychology, they say that when someone has a bad midah, so you're supposed to tell the person will tell himself, I was overcome with anger. In other words, anger isn't me. The anger overcame me. The me is the good, the me is the neshama atzmit. ואם תאמר שהיא חפצה לשוב אל השם ואת עצמה, היא אינה מוכננת לקבץ את נדחה, הרי תשובה של רמייה, שתישא על ידי זה את שם השם לשווא. כן, רק באמת הגדולה של התשובה לעצמו ישוב אדם, והם don't think that, yeah, you want to go back to God, you don't want to go back to yourself, both on a personal level, the Rav talks about here, and on a national level. He says, no. Tshuva is not only going back to God, it's going back to yourself, because your neshama atzmis is godly. So if a person is doing tshuva and they're not connected, so it's not a proper tshuva. I don't feel it's, now sometimes it takes time. Right? It's not in one day. It's a different type of way of living when one is connected to Rabbanu Shalom. But after a while, it should become second nature, and you can't imagine any other way. There's a beautiful piska in Kovetz Aleph, piska Kuf Pei Aleph. Im tirtzeh ben adam mistakel bor ha-shechina b'chol ha-yikum. If you want, man, look at the light of the Shechina in all of the universe. Mistakel be'edan ha-chaim ha-shmeimiyim, eichem mitparshim, b'chol pina v'zavit shebachayim ha-ruchanim ha-chomrim, שנגד עיני בשרחה ונגד עיני רוחחה. התבונן בפלאי היצירה בחיי הלוקות שלהם. לא בתור איזה תוכנית קריאה שמרחקים מציבים נגד עיניך, כי אם דעת המציב שאתה חי בה, דעת עצמך, את עולמך, דעת הגיוני לב שלך, ושל כל הוגה וחושב. מצא את מקור החיים שבקרבך ושממעלך, שמסביבך ואת פערי דורות החיים, שאתה שרוי בתוכם. אהבה שבקרבך, העלה אותה, לשורש עוזה ועדנה תפארתה. הרחיב את צר אפותיה. לכל אשת נשמת חי עולמים, שרק רצוץ המקום של ההגה גורם מעד מיעוט זוהרו. הבית על האורות בתוכיותם, אל ידעו נשמתך, שמות המילים הניבים והאותיות הם מסורים בידיך, ואתה מסור בידיהם. עלי למעלה עלי, this they made a song out of, עלי למעלה עלי, כי כוח עוז לך, יש לך כנפי רוח, יש לך כנפי רוח. כנפי נשרים אבירים, אל תגחש בם פן יקרשו לך, דרש אותם וימצאו לך מיד. זאת אומרת, הרב פה אומר דבר נשגב מאוד. If you want to look at the Or HaShechina, look at the Gan, if you want, you can look at the Or HaShechina, you can look at the Eden HaChayim HaShmeimim, you can look at this, the divinity that is in every corner of the world, spiritual and physical. Opposite your flesh, your fleshy eyes, your spiritual eyes. Look at the wonders of creation, the life of God in them, not as some sort of dark program that come from afar, something vague, but rather it's a true mitzvah. Know yourself, know your world, know your thoughts. Find the source of life within you, above you, around you, the glory of the splendor of life, that you are dwelling among it, among them. The love within you, elevate it to the, he's using also Kabbalistic terms, so obviously I'm not a, when I learned Kisvei Arab, so I'm just learning it. Kisvei Arab al pi mai neshama. My seichel, because I'm definitely not understanding what the Rav meant. The Rav himself said the only person who really understands me is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. So if the only person, the only real sense of the Rebbe is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, so where does that leave us, right? Referring to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap. Look at the lights, inside the lights. And don't, the names of God, the words, the expressions, the letters shouldn't swallow you up. They're given over to you. You're not given over to them. Go high, go high, go high. Because you have this tremendous power. You have wings. You have the wings of eagles, powerful wings of eagles. Don't deny it, lest they deny you. Seek them out and they will find you. So don't look at the external part of the world. Look at the internal part of the world. Look at the pnimius. In any inyanei chol, it's not because of etzem adavar that you're doing it. It's not your motivation. It's because of something external. But it's not because of the davar kishalatzma. When you're involved in kodesh, you're trying to get to the davar kishalatzma, the thing itself, the essence of the matter. Whereas when you're dealing with inyanei chol, so you're not trying to get to the essence of the matter. You just you have some sort of external motivation. You want the money in order to eat, in order to buy stuff. You want to go on this vacation because you want to have a good time. But it's not what the essence of your soul wants, and it's not the thing itself you're getting. In other words, you don't really want Miami Beach. It's not what you really want, and you don't want the essence of Miami Beach. There's just something external there. Miami Beach is going to give you a good time. So you want Miami Beach, but not Miami Beach by Smuso. Just what it's going to give you. It's going to give you a good time. So your motivation is external, and your connection to Miami Beach is external. But when you're dealing with Kodesh, the motivation is internal. It's your soul. It's your soul really wants holy. And then when you're connecting to something holy, so you want the essence of that thing, not just what it's going to give you. When you're learning Torah, you want the essence of the Torah, the pnimius of what the Torah really is, not just something practical. That's an interesting chol and kodesh. Go to work, so it's for the parnasa. It's mashu chitoni, lo mashu pnimi. That's why most people, their sipuk hachaim can't come only from making a living, because there's something external to it. There's a nice Jew in the yeshiva in Akko named Rav Neria Popel. So he has this Perush on Aretz HaKodesh that I'm being helped by. So he explains based on this the Mishnah on Avos that says that Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah Schar Avera Avera. Now the Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah means that the Etzem HaMitzvah, that's the purpose. Schar the mitzvah. You know, you're getting, you get the mitzvah itself. It's not for something external. And schar avera avera. You know what you're getting when you do the avera? The avera itself. The pagam ruchni. Forget about everything external that's happening when you do the avera. When you do an avera, there's a pagam ruchni. So the avera, the outcome of the avera is the avera itself. The pagam and ruchni is. When we do a mitzvah, the ma'ala, the schar of this mitzvah, is the mitzvah itself. Not what you're going to get from it. But the pnimius, the kedusha, because that's what we're in this world for, to get to the pnimius of things. There's no essence to chol. It's only because of something external. So what most people are involved in most of the day is in order to get something else. But we want to be involved in the Atzmius Shebedavar also, as much as we can. So when you're in this holy world of love, of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Nisina, so that's a Dabar Atzmi. Both in the thing itself and the mice itself, there's something Atzmi, there's something intrinsic, and within your own soul. So we think, we identify ourselves with our Taiva. I want to eat at this restaurant. I want this vacation. I want this money. I want this money. Your body wants it. It's going to give you pleasure for a few minutes. Said, legitimate. We all want. I also, I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same yacht that you want to be in. I mean, not you necessarily, but that a lot of people want to be in. You're probably much, much higher than me. It's legitimate, but just to know that it's not Atmi. There's something external. There's a certain pleasure that my body's going to get. My senses are going to get. It's not what my soul wants. This is taiva. And then you get it, and the taiva goes away, and you're done with it forever. Or at least for the next few minutes. And then it comes back, a lot of chemicals. It's not mashu atzmi. The chemicals would stop working. You know, as a guy, he's got low testosterone, so he's got a low sexual drive. That's all. It's less chemicals. More chemicals, more. See, a teenager is thinking about girls all day long. All day long obsessed with girls. Why is that? His body. A 96-year-old man is not so interested anymore. It's just something external. In the Tanya, in the sixth parak, he writes, anything that's not batel doesn't get its kedusha from Hashem. You only get from the outside, from the external. This is the world of klipos and sitra achra. That's where the olam achol comes from klipos and sitra achra. But it's not a davar atzmi. It's not Hashem Himself. It's not the pnimi zanya. Umakor acheshek atava ofiyut haatzmiut uva kodesh. So only the kedusha comes from the atzmius of a person. As Rav Kamo sif chidush, shebeshoresh, even taiva and cheshek achitzoniim, even the external taiva and cheshek, are mekusher al kedusha, because with pashtus a person would think that the taiva and cheshek are only related to the inyanei achomer. Like I said a moment ago, it's just a bunch of chemicals. They're very low, and therefore they have no source in Kedusha. And the emesis is that one has to recognize that the Shoresh HaTaiva has a Kesher Ala Kedusha. And therefore a person can do Tshuva. Because when a person has, and that's what they do in Chassidus, they look at the Shoresh HaInyan. The Shoresh HaInyan of Ava, the Shoresh HaInyan of Cheshek, of the Ratzon Litzchaber, is Yesod in Kabbalah. Is the ratzon to be mischaber to something amiti, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a lot of times it's just misplaced. The Shoresh HaInyan of Kavod, the Nisham is called Kavod. The mind is Amercha Kavod. So it has a root in Kedusha. When a person is doing tshuva, remember, he's going back to his Nisham Atzmis. A person shouldn't think, and that's one of the adgashas of the Rav, that a person shouldn't think. He's doing tshuva, he's running away from himself, and he can't live anymore, and he can't enjoy life anymore, and he can't be happy anymore. Why does a person not do tshuva? There's only one reason. Because he thinks he'll be happier not doing tshuva than doing tshuva. Because if he really understood that if he does tshuva, he won the lottery, then everybody would do it. Everybody would be running to it. But he thinks he's running away from himself. That's not what his soul wants. His soul wants kina, and taiva, and kavod, and kesef, milashon, kesufin. That's what his taivas are for. But he has to realize he has to go to the sherish of this kesufin. What does he want? What does he want the money for? He wants the money in order to make himself feel good. But what's truly going to make him feel good? Which you can make him feel good is catch with the bonus law. So it comes from a good place. That's what his body, that's what he was created for. That's what his soul wants. Of course his soul wants it. But there used to be a song I liked in the 70s, a country song. I wasn't big into country music, but this song always plays in my head. The song goes, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many. That's what people do. They look for love in all the wrong places. Think, oh, I want that restaurant. Of course you want the restaurant. Because food makes you feel good. And you want to feel good. And you want to feel taken care of. Like a woman, she gets depressed. What's the solution for depression? Save yourself $250 and eat chocolate. To Dabra Pasha. Because chocolate's going to make you feel. But it's not getting to the Shoresh in you. What's the Shoresh? Person wants to get high. They talk about getting high. What's the Shoresh? Of course we all want to get high. Everyone wants to get high. You want to do it in a healthy way. The way your soul wants to get high. Not that there are a bunch of chemicals in your body you put in your body that destroy your body. But connecting to the source of your existence, that's the biggest high. So a person shouldn't misplace his love and look for it in the wrong place. And look for this fulfillment and what his soul doesn't really want. He has to know what his soul really wants. And then go for that. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoresh HaBriya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesovev HaKol, And therefore, when you're Makushir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Makushir to Shorash HaChayim. So that's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashu Atzmi. There's nothing that created God. So he's intrinsic, he's the source, he's the essence. So if you're Davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Davik in the source. In the end, not just the means to the end. When the tree was commanded to make Eitz Osepri, make Eitz Osepri, so the bark was supposed to taste like the fruit. Which means, as the Rav writes elsewhere, that the means were supposed to have the same taste as the end. The bark is the means, not the bark like a dog. Bark of the tree. The means were supposed to have the same taste as the end. But now we live in a world, no, people aren't going for the end. People are just going for the means. That's most of our lives. So that's what we have to try to be conscious of, aware of, mindful of, they say today. And go for the essence. And even when we're involved in the means, we have to remember that in that there's also a penemius. In other words, go to the root of what it's really about. This A is getting you to B. But what do you want B for? And then you get to the penemius, and then you'll find even in A, even in those means, you'll find a taste of that kedusha, of that ofi atzmi. And the Rav concludes this passage, and he says, "Vatem advekim b'shem elokechem, chayim kolchem ayam." A pasuk in Dvarim 4:4. So the sharish advekus, when you get to the root of everything, when you get to Hashem elokechem, then you're alive. Otherwise, you're like a chicken without a head. A chicken without a head is also walking around. That's not really alive. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. We learned, everyone talks about in last week's parasha. Because when you're connected to the sharish chayim, you're never dead. It's Mashu Atzmi. Klal Yisrael is Nitzchius. Mahu b'chayim, Mazar b'chayim, Afu b'chayim. So if you're connected to something Nitzchi, then you're alive. And people think they're alive. Oh, they had a good time. They call that life, but they're disconnected from the source of life. So again, it's just a bunch of chemicals. In the Shmona Kvatim, the Rav describes the life of Tzadikim. In Kovetz Bet Pitzkar Reish Mem Aleph. Hamukshal Istaklut HaNistar Chayu V'Emunat HaNistar. V'Hagalui Atzloh Rak Hizdarchut keha mehanista hameir bebarak haskalato agdola. It's interesting when you read what the Rav writes. So he's living just in a different stratosphere than most of us are, but that's the real world. We're blinded by the physical. So he says hamuchsha, somebody who's prepared, somebody who's capable of looking at what's hidden, is living with the faith in the hidden, and what's revealed by him is what's the revealed world. Is only his dalchut keha me'anista, is only a little bit of a shine from the hidden world that shines. Again, this is all Kabbalah, but the Rav wrote it for us, right? That's who he was writing for. So we just read and we translate and try to get as much as we can. Like I said before, the only person who ever really understood the Rav was Rav Yankov Moshe. And you can't even ask Rav Yankov Moshe anymore because he's not alive. So we just do our best. Hame'ir bebarak haskalato agdala, that shines with the light of the divine understanding. In this piska, the Rav is explaining how much a tzaddik is meuchad with his atzmius. That's what it is. In other words, that's really just, you know, if I could stand on a rooftop and have the whole world listen to me, if I would have a page on the computer, and everybody could just click it on, and I would have something to say. So today, anyway, this is what I would say. I would say that you have to look. You have to look inside of your soul and be yourself. Tzadik be'amunaso yichyeh. So the Rav is medayik. This pasuk is quoted 800 million times. And the Rav is medayik adiyuk. You could miss even after 800 million. Be'amunaso, with his specific emuna. Because every tzadik is meuchad with his atzmius. And the Rav here writes that nobody has anybody else's atzmius. This haskala, this perception of the truth, of life, of emes, of his soul, of reality, of existence, is only given over to him. And therefore, it's very important for everybody to have a rub and to be a kabbal from other people. And botamida, in the same measure, it's also important for a person never to forget the essence of his soul, because what somebody else is doing and feeling and thinking can never be exactly what you're doing and feeling and thinking. Everybody has a completely different way. So therefore, tzadik b'amunaso yichya. So in the meantime, we're mekablim, but there comes a point where you have to really try to find the unique nature of your own soul and lachzor on the atzmiut haneshama. So this is in the Nazir puts this in the Mutar HaKodesh, this passage, because that's part of Musar. In other words, Musar is Lihyot Nishtal B'Veit Hashem, to be connected to your godly soul. And it's not just something humanistic. I'll talk about humanism, secular humanism. Today, secular humanism is one thing. Tomorrow, secular humanism is going to be something else. And the secular humanism doesn't really last. When the secular humanist professor of philosophy at Yale sees a pretty student, so he asks to meet her after class for a cup of coffee. So all of his secular humanism goes out the window, and he becomes the Beheman Chai that man is also created to be. So therefore, a person has to connect all of his Musar to Kodesh, and again, get to the root of it. The Rav writes in his Hakdamah to Shabbos Haaretz, Teva Neshama Klalit Shel Knesset Yisrael Hi Elokiyuta. Skula Tuma Tov Elokiya Tavua Bekirva Seder HaOlam, Ein Chaya Achol Yecholim Lotzia Men HaKoach Al HaPoal. Chayim Elo Mautam HaMasit HaTchufa Mastirim Yem Et HaHod HaRuchani Shel HaNeshama Elokit, ומעקבים את הזרחת האורה הבהיר והישר לתוך המציאות החילונית השולטת. היחיד מתנער מחיי החול לפרקים קרובים בכל שבת יום קדוש, אשר בו תתגלה נטיית האומה נטייה של אחים אלוקים כמו שהם. So there's something called הפסיכולוגיה של האומות, that every nation has their psychology. Germans are one way, Russians are another way, English are another way, Spanish are another way. There's a basic nature to it. Obviously, every person is different. Basic nature, basic psychology to different nations. So the... Somebody asked me, what's the psychology of the American people? So I would say fun. That's basically what it comes down to. They're just looking for a good time. But the neshama, the nature of the neshama of Knesset Yisrael is its godliness. And therefore, there's no peace. That's why Jews are always the revolutionaries. Almost always, all the big revolutionaries are Jews. The Communist Party was like that. And the Socialists was like that. And always Jews. The President of the United States, every president, recently anyway, has been just surrounding himself with Jews. Because Jews are the way, there's no rest. It's a fire. An age tamid in a person's shed that really can't rest. Feminism is Jewish. The equal rights for blacks, Jews, right and left. And we're white Jews, aren't we? Most of us. Anyway. So it doesn't matter. The Jewish soul has no rest. Why? Because the root of the Jewish soul is godliness. And godliness wants kedusha. And godliness wants perfection. And we see something wrong in the world. So we revolt. So obviously, most of those, again, revolutions were misplaced, but there was a garin of Kedusha there. And the garin of Kedusha is that things are wrong as they are. That's why the Rav explains there's kfir, there's apikorsis in the world, and also some of the greatest apikorsim were Jewish. Because they're trying to jettison, they're trying to overthrow all of the false perceptions of Hashem in the world. We're on the same level as apikorsim. We also don't believe in just about every perception of Hashem. Almost everything is false, right? They just don't believe in anything in the end. Of course, when you believe in everything, you don't believe in anything, you believe in everything, as J.K. says, Chesterton said, but that's besides the point. But we also don't believe in all that chakra. We also want, no, that's not the correct way of looking at it. That's not the correct way of looking at it. And then you have to get to that one emes of Hashem and Metzias. Of course, again, everyone has their own derech and their own neshama. The yams are split into 12 different pathways. The Shah, Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. Every shevet, according to the shorash of this shevet, different shvatim have different spiritual capacities. But the point is that the shoresh of the neshama of the Jew as an individual and as a nation is godliness. And we cannot be at rest until that is revealed in this world. And the greatest psychologists also, all the major, just about all of them except for Jung, but all of the major schools of psychology were founded by Jews, because the Jew is looking into the soul. And it's not just enough for him to have his cup of coffee with some milk, sugar, mixes it in, he says, main olam haba. Or like I saw in a beer commercial, it doesn't get any better than this. That's the beer commercial. He's sitting on a Sunday afternoon, redneck with his beer, and he's watching men jump on top of each other and throw each other violently down to the ground for 2 hours, and throwing around a piece of chazir painted brown with hot air inside. And he says, doesn't get any better than this. The Rav writes in Orot HaKodesh in Chelek Gimel Pesuk Chavtet, V'chol amel ha-musar, V'chol ha-hofot ha-ruchaniyot sheba'olam, mechuvan hu le-matrata al-yona shel gulat ha-ratzon. All the toil of Musar, all of these spiritual revelations in the world are directed to the highest purpose of redeeming the Ratzon. The Rav talks about this in so many different Ketayim, that that's really the yisod of our life, is Ratzon, is getting the Ratzon in the right place. V'ashavato le-makol chayav ha-yisodim, and restoring it to the source of the basic life. Lishatel b'veit Hashem, that his ratzon should be planted in the house of Hashem. Lisa anaf b'pri, to bear a branch and a fruit. Ulatzitz tzitzim u'parachim, and to yield, a produce of fruits, v'rotvot, and a lot of grain, letached b'achdut shleima v'chaya b'mitat ha'ratzon ha'klali, and to unite with complete unity and living unity, the true will, general will, which is the light of Hashem and His glory, asher b'nishmat ha'yikum kulo, that is in the neshama of the yikum. So all we did really, Rabbi Abayisai, was we took Piskal Lametet b'kovetz hay, and we tried as best we can to expand a little bit. So we'll go back and read it after all the havana we have, as much as we try to have. Rak l'tochen ha'kodesh ha'yishiva olami yesh ofi atzni. Only to the holy content, personal and universal, global, there is an inherent nature, content. V'yeshut ha'chaim imekoriyut p'nimiyut atzmi. And an existence of life from the intrinsic essential source. Avotochen ha'chol. But the content of what is secular, what is mundane, what is physical, what is material. V'kal v'chomer hara, and most certainly, a fortiori, the evil, hatameh, what's impure, ein lo ofi atzmi, it doesn't have a true essence. V'lo ta'ava atzmit, and not a true taiva. You think the taiva is you? It's not you. It's not you. A person, taiva has a certain person. Again, you get to the shorish ha'inyan. At the shorish ha'inyan, there is something there that the soul is yearning for, but it's not the food, and it's not the item you want to buy, and it's not the girl. Ein ta'ava atzmit. V'lo mahut, again, you also see a riot. That once somebody gets it, then he's done, he's satisfied. But when somebody's looking for ruchnis, somebody wants Hashem, that's something infinite, never satisfied. That's why in Olam Haba, tzaddikim ein la menucha lo b'olam hazeh v'lo b'olam haba, we recently had a shiur on that, it never ends, right? Because there's always more, ruchnis is beyond infinity. So how can you have menucha if you're going for beyond infinity? But if you're going for something for such menucha. So in theory, you could say, listen, how much do I need to live? I need $1 million a year, and I'm 100 years old. So I'm going to live maximally 20 more years, let's say. And I have $21 million. So I have enough to live. So what do I have to do now? So that's limited. The physical world is limited. There is an external motivation. That is pushing the, motivating the spiritual and physical actions. So when you're in the world of chol, it's all external. But the source of desire, of one's nature, of one's essence, is in holiness. And everybody who's davik in it is mushba in this kodesh. And therefore, v'atem advekim b'shem elokechem chayim kulchem miyom. That's where your life comes from. Your life comes from Nidavek Bashem. And again, Tzadikim b'misasim kuryim chayim. Rishayim b'chayim kuryim mesim. Because they're not Davik, but them advekim b'shem elokechem chayim kulchem hayom. So that's the Iker. The Iker is to be Davik in the source of life. And otherwise there is no life. So, not chasu shalom, to compartmentalize. People do and say, yeah, I'm religious, but I'm also this. I'm also a Yankees fan. I also, I like going on vacations. I also like hanging out with my friends. I'm also religious. I make sure that when I go to restaurants, the food is kosher. So that's definitely a madrega. But the higher madrega is to know that there's nothing else. That the whole atzmius of chayim is kodesh. And try to find the kodesh within everything. And the Rav writes over here, hamanata pulata gashmat ruchaniyot. Even spiritual things. Sometimes spiritual things can be chol. And they can have a dechifa chitzonit. Because one has to get to the root of those spiritual things. So hadvarim amukim meod, meromemim meod, ve'ze kamo lelmod bazoach she'afilim lo mevinim, ze bemet meromem et haneshama, v'yi ratzon she'etzlachnu v'lu b'me'at lefol zot. Thank you so much for listening. So mir tashem, we'll continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.